This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, food shaming. We've all been shamed doing many things.
I don't like this shaming business. Oh, everyone disgusting. Just stop shaming and eat what you want.
I was copping heat for something I don't think I should have been, guys. And I think you were both there for support.
The shamer has become the shamee.
Hey, I'm not a shamer, all right? Let's not get into this again, all right? I'm a nice person.
This is the Triple Threat Podcast. It's food shaming time. Have you been food shamed for something that you shouldn't be food shamed for?
Guys, and we're talking about this because I'm being food shamed quite a bit. I know, right? It's something that I'm not used to, okay? Mm-hmm. And I've taken a personal offense to this food shaming. I'm not a big food shamer. I won't say things. I'll just, like, if somebody eats won't comment on it.
Tell me when I can have my rider reply, thanks, mate.
Keep going,
Okay,
Tess.
Guys, what am I pulling out of my bag? All right, this isn't a Collingwood footballer thing. All right, this is...
Some people wish it was.
When I'm eating this in public, I'm getting food shamed for it.
Oh.
Fruit!
Hang on. Jess just pulled out an apple. Fair enough. But a kiwi fruit?
It doesn't matter what fruit I'm eating, whether it's a banana, whether it's a grape, whether it's a peach, whether it's a lychee. Not that I've ever had one of those.
Delicious.
But, guys, everybody is a bloody nutritionist now. I don't eat much sugar. Processed sugar. Don't like it. But everyone's saying, oh, you can't eat fruit because it's got too much sugar. Don't eat fruit. It's got sugar. Oh, fruit's not good for you. I'll give you the hot tip. Fruit is good for you, okay? Stop telling me that I can't eat fruit. I hate it, all right? Fruit is good. Fruit is good for you.
I'm in shock.
I needed that rant, guys, because everybody's telling me that fruit's bad. Everybody's a bloody armchair nutritionist at the moment. Guys, taken out of me. I need some energy. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to eat some fruit because it's good for you.
Okay. All right.
What have you been fruit? What have you been food shamed? Oh, fruit shamed.
I'm being fruit shamed, guys. Hashtag fruit shaming.
I've got a lot of questions for you. I'll hold them. In the meantime, bite into your kiwi.
Okay. I feel as though it's everybody who's watched the sugar movie or read some made up stuff on the internet.
Oh, that Lola Berry chick.
Ugh.
Let's not defame.
I'm not saying she made anything up. I'm just saying people are obsessed.
Yeah, Sarah Wilson as well.
Oh, that's who I'm thinking of.
But I eat a lot of sugar, but I do still find it interesting to read about these things and just hear what they're saying. Mm. But it doesn't stop me. Now, I have a lot of things to say, Jess.
Yes, Christina.
Before I say anything, I'm just going to give a shout out on the text line. Someone texted in, no name, but before everyone became an armchair food expert and gluten-free, the rules were simple. 5 veg and 2 fruit every day. That is exactly right. That's what we always used to hear, didn't we?
I got no problem with that.
Got no problem with that. You, Jess, my friend, mm-hmm. are the biggest food shamer ever.
Am I? Mm. Am I really?
Let's say you, James.
Yes, you food shamed Chris and I on many occasions.
It's too early for chocolate. How can you be eating that? It's 5 o'clock in the morning. Blah, 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 blah.
It's endless.
But
this is what it feels like.
Yeah.
Jess.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. All right. It doesn't feel good.
Yes.
Maybe I learn a lesson from this. Am I Scrooge? And is this my Christmas? Are you guys the ghosts of Christmas past?
We are.
Are you alive? Have I been doing this show alone this whole time?
We are. We're ghosts. But you know what? I'll give you that, though, because I completely agree. There are lots of very positive things in fruit.
Mm.
If you take away from the sugar, look, there's fiber, there's vitamins, there's nutrients, there's lots of other reasons to eat fruit. But also, Jess just made James and I try some of his kiwi fruit. with the skin on. So Jess eats his kiwi full skin on.
Yeah.
And made Jess, James and I just have a bite. It was strangely good.
Converts.
Yeah.
Everybody who comes around is like, what are you doing? I don't get food shame for eating this game. For the skin, people are interested.
I'm very interested. Mm. It was the texture. It was a bit of, you know, fur mixed with the sweetness of the kiwi. Mm.
This is why you eat fruit in public, people. You introduce people to new things.
Yeah. I've recently been food shamed as well.
Ooh. Have you?
Mm. I was recently having a juice.
Oh, I know this feeling well.
Hold on. Nat, was this like a packaged juice or was this like
a... It was from a juice bar.
With like yogurt and
no,
stuff.
it was a full on just juice.
Okay.
Not even any sorbet.
Were there veggies in there too?
No, just fruit.
Fruit juice. Yeah.
And I was told by someone that it was the most unhealthy choice I could have made.
I call shenanigans. You could have gone out and
I could have had a chocolate milkshake.
Exactly.
If you'd had a soft drink, it would have been much worse.
See, I could
worse.
Have had that.
Much worse.
But no, they said it's got too much sugar in it. Why does everything have too much sugar in it? I just don't understand. I think it's BS.
But the sugar in a fruit drink is much better for you than the sugar in a...
I don't know. Apparently, all we can eat is air and gluten-free things now, and that's the only way you're not going to get unshamed.
No, even gluten-free, you've got to be careful because a lot of time they substitute gluten for sugar.
Oh my God, those people are having hard enough, let alone having gluten-free things with sugar.
Yeah. I have to end up eating my T-shirt as long as it's, you know, sweatshop free.
God, everything in moderation, my friends.
There we go. Moral of the story.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.